I'm William Pierce, chairman of the National Alliance.
We always have had both bad and good men and women among our own people. We always have had crooks and swindlers and con men and liars and traitors. But it wasn't often that we chose the fast buck artists and the swindlers to govern us and make our laws. At least we were less likely to choose such people before we let the Jews take over our news and entertainment media and begin controlling the opinions and attitudes of the electorate. One other thing for which we ourselves are responsible is having a type of government which is a natural breeding ground for con men and liars. The Jews didn't do that to us. In fact, all Jews were banned from Britain during the period when the parliamentary form of government developed there. Edward I sent them all packing in 1290 because they were involved in too much mischief in his kingdom. And it was more than 350 years later when Oliver Cromwell, deranged by a Puritan infatuation with the Old Testament, permitted them to start trickling back in. And of course, the rat's nest of a system we have in Washington now grew out of the English parliamentary system. And so we cannot blame the Jews for the fact that we have a system of government which is so susceptible to corruption, a system in which fools are allowed to vote and knaves are allowed to hold office. But you know, the Jews have an amazing talent for sniffing out weaknesses in others and then figuring how to turn those weaknesses to their own advantage. And really, that is what has made them more hated than any other race by all the peoples among whom they have dwelled throughout recorded history. Jews aren't hated just because they think they're God's chosen people. And the Jews aren't hated just because they shoot Palestinian children, or because there are even more fast buck artists among them, or because they have stickier fingers than most. The gypsies have a similar reputation, and although no one wants to have gypsies around, they don't often inspire the intense hatred Jews do. Jews are hated first and foremost because they are corruptors. They're hated because instead of doing their own dirty work like the gypsies, they deceive and manipulate us into doing it for them. They get us to support them in their murder of Palestinian children. They make us pay for it. They make us supply the weapons. And they make our government express approval of it.
The vote was overwhelming, expressing the U.S. House of Representatives' quote, unwavering commitment to Israel. One by one, both Republican and Democratic members took turns praising Israel.
The world must know that America stands shoulder to shoulder with Israel in its ongoing struggle for security and peace.
I want every one of you listening to know that it is a biblical imperative that you stand up and speak up for Israel in this very critical time.
Other aliens exploit us only externally. The Jews, like an especially insidious disease organism, get inside us and change the way we think and behave in order to make us easier prey for them to exploit. And they are uniquely equipped for corruption by having a faculty for deception that is so far above that of any other people that it really must be considered different in kind as well as in degree.
In uns selbst allein liegt die Zukunft des deutschen Volkes.
You know, one of the principal reasons the Germans wanted the Jews out of Germany in the 1930s was based on the Jews' support of communism, on the Jews' espousal of the doctrine of their fellow Jew, Marx. The Germans knew what the Jews were doing to the Ukrainians and the Russians under communism. They knew that the communists were implementing the Jewish doctrine of egalitarianism. they were equalizing Ukraine and Russia by murdering the best Ukrainians and the best Russians. The Germans knew about the mass executions being carried out in Russia by the communists. They knew about the death camps. They knew who were running these death camps. They knew who the commissars were. And they didn't want the Jews doing it to them too. For decades, the most influential and revered Orthodox Jew in New York was Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the so-called Lubavitcher Rebbe and hereditary leader of the Chabad movement. Every politician in New York, Jew or Gentile, genuflected to the good rabbi. Schneerson died in 1992, but Hillary and the rest still pay tribute to him, expressing admiration for his wisdom and his piety. As a matter of fact, throughout his career, Schneerson preached the hatred of all non-Jews, which is inherent in Judaism. Other Orthodox Jews, such as Joseph Lieberman, are reticent about the more invidious aspects of their religion. In fact, they will simply lie to you about it if you question them. But Rabbi Schneerson wasn't reticent at all. He spelled it out for his followers in his lectures and his writings. He taught that non-Jews are subhuman, that they are like cattle, created by the Jewish God Yahweh only to serve the Jews. He taught this openly over a period of many years. This is taken from a book of his lectures published in Israel in 1965. The English title of the book is Gatherings of Conversations. I quote, "This is what needs to be said about the body. The body of a Jewish person is of a totally different quality from the body of a member of any other nation of the world. The Jewish body looks as if it were in substance similar to the bodies of non-Jews, but the bodies only seem to be similar in material substance, outward look, and superficial quality. The difference of the inner quality, however, is so great that the bodies should be considered as completely different species. This is the reason why the Talmud states that there is an halakhic difference in attitude about the bodies of non-Jews. Their bodies are in vain. An even greater difference exists in regard to the soul. Two contrary types of soul exist. A non-Jewish soul comes from three satanic spheres, while the Jewish soul comes from holiness." End of quote. And there's much, much more in the same vein. Ask yourself, what kind of people could be governed by such a strange religion? You'll likely come to the same conclusion both Rabbi Schneerson and I have come to. The Jews and we really are completely different species. The Jews of the New York Times and all of the other Jews covered for Schneerson, of course. No one ever denounced his teaching or called him a hater. Instead, he always was praised as a sort of living saint. And as I said, the Gentile politicians who really know better still genuflect whenever his name is mentioned. And the Jews play right along. What contempt they must have for us. How easy it is to deceive us. And how easy it is to bleed us. But there are a few of us who aren't lemmings. A few of us who can see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears and figure things out for ourselves. That will be the day when we begin settling the score with those who have been corrupting and bleeding our people for so long.